This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Home and Services.
You've got a gift certificate from Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar. Check out the best hamburger in town. 656-7563 for pickup. You've got a $50 gift certificate to First Gallery. They have a new website, 1stgalleryart.com, that is growing every day. Art has been adding to his collection over 40 years and is now selling it. Over 99% of this art has never been framed.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Art Hall. Come and see me at the gallery. I look forward to meeting you.
324-6696. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. Check it out at jtsdinerpalmdesert.com. You've got a gift certificate from Laser Ink. We have refills. People don't know what to do to get their cartridge refills since Costco quit filling. Laser Ink has had them all along. They are an old-fashioned mom-and-pop store offering good old service, tips, and advice. They also have free delivery when you order supplies like ink and toner. Sales, repairs, and supplies for just about all office equipment.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey pals.
Check it all out at laserink.com. You've got a gift certificate from Lulu California Bistro. Palm Springs Life magazine readers and editors have named Lulu and Aqua California Bistro's winner in their annual Best of the Best 2021 awards, just announced in the August edition. Lulu and Aqua are both winners for Best California Cuisine. Lulu for Best Breakfast Brunch and Lulu for Best Takeout, which was also an editor's pick. It's always an honor to be recognized by our guest as their best. Lulu and Aqua are open daily for your dining pleasure. And Lulu is celebrating an anniversary. Lulu is turning 10, and there's a festive weekend planned for August 21st and 22nd. Come by for brunch, lunch, or dinner, and get a free cotton candy for the table to celebrate. Check it all out at lulupalmsprings.com. Okay, Joey pals, all of those things, Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar, where I commentated the Veterans Day Parade, we thought 40,000 people. They said everybody wanted to get out of the house.
I bet.
$50 from First Gallery, food at JT's, Laser Ink, and food at Lulu's goes to one person. Okay, how many children do you still have?
Two. Unless you count my pups.
No. Nigel with his eight dogs at your house. The mommy, the daddy, and six babies. Golly's. Okay, I'm nervous now. Oh, two, and my three is five. We'll take the fifth caller. I'm older now. 323 Joey. 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number five, I will happily mail those things out to you. And thank you. We've passed a milestone. I'm 76. The show is 26.
Wow.
Yeah, when did that happen? Okay, the medicine cabinet is open. Here come the questions. Unrehearsed. She's not been prepped on any of these. I've got so many of them.
This is my version of Jeopardy.
Isn't this fun? I got Final Jeopardy last night.
Good for you.
Okay. I've got to put my glasses on. I write so small. We have so many of them. Okay. There's a new study. This has nothing to do with COVID.
Oh, goody. Good. Okay. Yeah.
You should put your deodorant on at night so that it works into your sweat glands. Is that what you call them?
Yes.
And it won't wash off when you take your shower. It does better than putting it on after you shower.
Well, that is very interesting.
Can you explain that to me?
Well, you know, there are certain drugs that are better taken at night, and this sounds like one of them. And for this reason, simply because you're not stressing that deodorant out. You're sleeping. It's the lowest you know, metabolic rate that you're going to have all day. So that makes sense.
And it
gets, I'll have to give that a try.
Interest, if you can remember, it's so different from our. Okay. What is amyloid hairpin RE Alzheimer's?
Well, amyloid is a plaque that has been associated with Alzheimer's. So buildup of plaque in the brain that's been associated with Alzheimer's.
Why did I write hairpin? Did somebody get Alzheimer's from a hairpin? No.
That would be
impossible. Sorry, Joy Pals.
There's a lot of new research that's going. Obviously, we've been looking at research for Alzheimer's for some time. Yes. They're doing a study out of Brigham and Women's Hospital on the East Coast with a nasal spray vaccine, essentially, for Alzheimer's. So they're hoping that those trials go very well. Recently, we've had a new drug to the market for Alzheimer's that came with a lot of controversy around it, whether it's actually effective or not.
How would a nasal spray work? It'll go up into your brain?
What? It shouldn't go into your brain. You know, the mechanism of action, I think, is not completely well known.
Oh.
So we'll see if it works or if it's effective. You know, the hardest part with Alzheimer's is that the treatments we have are not for the early stages of Alzheimer's. And the treatments that we do have, you know, have varying levels of improvement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me grab the red book and read to you. Someone asked you to comment on this. They had heard that the rate of infection for vaccinated people and unvaccinated people is the same.
The rate for infection is not the same. So like we talked about a little bit earlier today, the rate of infection for an unvaccinated person is about 7 times higher than somebody who's vaccinated. We are seeing breakthrough infections for people who are vaccinated. We know that the impact on our immune system wanes or goes down over time, which is why we have the boosters and why last week they allowed for everybody 18 and older to get a booster and why it's so important. But we are still seeing, as we talked about before, fewer hospitalizations in people who are vaccinated.
Let me read it because it's...
You wrote it down.
I wrote it
down. Good job, Joey.
Because it's math. If you are unvaccinated, you are 7 times more likely to get seriously ill, 12 times more likely to be hospitalized, and 16 times more likely to get dead.
That's correct. And the hospitalizations that we're seeing in the vaccinated are people who have not undergone the booster.
Okay, let me make sure. The hospitalizations that you're seeing of vaccinated people have not been boosted.
And those are still the minority. The majority of people being hospitalized right now are unvaccinated. And it's not too late. We have plenty of vaccine, all the different brands for you to choose from.
I'm sorry.
Pick your designer brand.
Yes. I'm surprised, though, because we were all told, and you were told the same thing, that if we were vaccinated, we'd stay out of the hospital for the most part.
Well, and there's a study out of Michigan that was showing the people in this particular health system who were in the hospital were on average 15 years older. The vaccinated people in the hospital were on average 15 years older than the unvaccinated in the hospital and had 4 or more other conditions that put them at high risk.
Okay.
So essentially, the vaccinated people who are becoming hospitalized are older and sicker to begin with than the unvaccinated being hospitalized.
Okay.
I hear a lot of people telling me, I have a great immune system. I'm young. I'm healthy. I work out. But the truth is, COVID doesn't care all the time.
Really?
No.
I have a great immune system. I'm older. I don't work out.
But you are
vaccinated. And I got to get my booster. I keep
forgetting.
Okay. Ready for number 4?
Sure.
I read, this is quoting my Joey pal, you know who you are. I read Japan has an oral COVID vaccine.
It is not yet on the market.
We
are looking, there are a number of different areas looking at oral COVID vaccines, including Israel.
And us.
So we are all looking at ways to make this easier, to incorporate more of the population who might be concerned about having something injected.
Would that be better for children?
It certainly would be easier. Imagine your own kids when they were little,
babies,
taking things by mouth versus having an injection. But I tell you, we've been vaccinating 5 to 11-year-olds in our clinic for the last month, and these kids are stoic. They come in, they're excited, they're not crying, they get cool Band-Aids. They're just, they're heroes.
When I get my booster, I want one of those Band-Aids.
I promise you one.
One of those kid Band-Aids.
And some candy, some chocolate.
Chocolate! Comment on this. I can't remember if Brian got to it or not. There is a case for the second time in history that we know of a woman's natural immune system curing HIV. There was a case years ago of a man.
Yes, who was actually, wasn't he a Palm Springs resident?
There was some connection.
Yes.
You're right. Okay, now a woman has...
I read about that. And essentially, I mean, Joey, we talk about this every week. Your immune system is so complicated. It's not just antibodies or T or B cells. There's so much that goes into it. So when you say get rid of HIV, what we mean is bring down the viral load to the point where you can't detect it. So I think it's a really interesting case, and I'm sure that scientists will be looking at how exactly that was possible. I think the good news for us is at this point in history, we have such amazing drugs to treat HIV and to give people a quality of life and then a length of life that's essentially the same as anybody else in the community.
That was like what we're dealing with COVID. HIV was in the late 80s and early 90s.
Absolutely.
Just you couldn't congregate or use a toilet after someone. I mean,
so much fear and stigma. Yeah, we really have to give each other a little bit of grace and understanding right now.
And you don't remember, but I do. Polio was like that.
Absolutely.
You couldn't go to church meetings. I mean, everything stopped.
And those were times. Polio is another instance where, you know, there was something facing us that was very deadly and detrimental. Vaccine was developed. And now, look, how many people with polio do you see?
Yes. So, there's one person, I just saw an article, still living in an iron lung.
I saw that same
article.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. But
he ended up getting a PhD.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Fear, false evidence appearing real.
Yes.
Okay. That's the majority. Let me see. Look at all this writing. Top symptom now is, I told you, it's a runny nose, they say.
It is, and right now I think people are wondering, how do I know if it's a cold, if it's the flu, if it's COVID?
Oh.
You know, that's a big question for people. So
here's one.
Go for it.
Oh, we're almost out of time. Oh, somebody, we know who it was, we won't name him, said that masks were not as effective as they used to be. That CDC, somebody, director, said masks are better than vaccinations. That's what it was.
These are all mitigation efforts that work together. So we've learned a lot in the last 90 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, at first it wasn't use masks, and then we learned put on any mask you can get a hold of. And now, of course, now that we have access to good surgical KN95 masks for the community, those are better than cloth masks. And the truth is there's an opportunity for masks to help. And those are mainly in areas where you're going to be with lots of people. You'll be indoors, especially if you're with the unvaccinated. If you're not feeling well yourself and you have to go somewhere, masks are really useful, but they aren't the end of the pandemic. And is the vaccine the end all by itself? No. We have to use all of these things. Masks, hygiene, being at home when it's appropriate, when you're sick, and vaccines.
Which
they all go together.
Which you should do anyway.
You should. But how many of us used to go to work and just power through that awful cold?
The show must go on.
Yes. But really, now it can't.
I understand. I'm being sarcastic because CV Rep, Marty, my friend, and I went to the opening of Bakersfield Mist, fabulous play, husband and wife team.
Oh,
they're
wow.
not married in the play. They never leave the stage. There's no other actor involved. They live together. She tested positive for COVID. Now, I don't know if she was vaccinated or this is a breakthrough. they shut down the show. And I whined because I had been sitting in the audience with my mask on 20 feet, 30 feet away. They live together. I mean, never mind. It changed the way we live. Now the show's great show.
They couldn't have kept going.
With, I guess, the stagehands and no. costume people yada.
We have to remember that there are lots of people who are not vaccinated still. There are lots of people who are still at high risk.
Sunny Cool Cat. Thank you for stopping by. 9696555. Get vaccinated. Get boosted. Take care of your pets. We'll have to talk about that.
Yes. Please. I'll do some more research on that.
Happy Thanksgiving two days ago. Right? Week. Take the whole week. Take the month. We're out of here. Here comes the first installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Bless your heart. This edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Amid growing concerns about the spread of the Delta variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings, such as stores and restaurants, regardless of vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours is required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant. Businesses must implement these requirements by August 26th. And face coverings are now required at Village Fest. ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with adult customized tours. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. 3221247 or act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Desert Water Agency asks, if you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for a $200 credit. Do you want to save water and money? Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. Happy birthday, Desert Water Agency. Register for DWA's 60th anniversary webinar on September 15th at dwa.org/60. Check it all out at, guess what, dwa.org. Joey Pals, get your day timers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com.